Rabbi Brian's podcast. It's the middle of May 2006. Welcome. Glad you're listening. So the other morning, I sat and we have a window seat, and I saw these two hummingbirds in this purple bush. And I thought, what are they doing there? Are they intentionally trying to pollinate the flowers? I mean, that's what they're doing, but... Or are they just trying to nourish themselves? And or maybe are they there so that I can see them and I can remember what a beautiful thing the symbiotic relationships in the world are, and so that I could remember to say a little prayer to God? Why were they there? I don't know. I know in rabbinical school I met weekly for spiritual direction with this very wise woman who wrote a number of the books on spiritual direction. Her name's Carol Ox, O-C-H-S. And one day I asked her a question which, you know, necessitated a certain answer, which I answered, and then asked the subsequent question, and she said to me something that stayed with me ever since. She said, "The answer received depends upon the question asked." How true that is. The answer received depends on the question asked. There's something Ionesco wrote, which was, it's not the question that enlightens. I'm sorry. It's not the answer that enlightens, but the question. Well, this is really hard because I want answers. I want answers. How can I feel safe? Is there a deeper meaning to life? Does God love me? Is there a God? What's the purpose of my life? I want answers. But I can't have them. There's a wonderful Rilke quote. I really want you to listen to this and hear it. It says the following. "I would like to beg you to have patience with everything unresolved in your heart and to love the questions themselves as though they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers which could not be given to you now, because you wouldn't be able to understand them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps then, someday, far in the future, you will gradually, without even knowing it, live your way into the answer." One of my other favorite quotes is from Lao Tzu on the same subject. It says the following. "Shapeable as a block of wood, receptive as a valley, clear as a glass of water, do you have the patience to wait until your mud settles? Can you remain unmoving until the right action arises by itself? The master does not seek fulfillment, not seeking, not expecting, but present and welcoming the outcome of all things." I pray let it be like that for you and for me, that we can live the questions. I'm Rabbi Brian.